Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LSU defeats Clemson. Ed Orgeron wins himself a national championship. And 58 years old, has been a bit of a journeyman as a head coach at Ole Miss. He was the head coach at USC for a brief time. And has been on the hot seat at LSU almost since he got there. I mean, yeah. I remember reports of there were games. I got to look this up, but where it's like, oh, if LSU doesn't win this game, he might be fired on Sunday morning. And they found a way to win, and now he's the national champion. Is Ed Orgeron the most likable personality in sports right now? And if he's not, who are some other ones who across the question, like, who doesn't like blank?
Right.
Okay.
Like we say in entertainment, who doesn't like The Rock?
Who doesn't like The Rock?
Right.
Yeah. I've said before as a college basketball fan, who doesn't like Bill Raftery?
I know.
Who doesn't like Bill Raftery? I mean, what's not to like?
I totally agree
now,
with
everybody,
you.
Now, everybody, you can find flaws and everything else. Who doesn't like, well, you know, fan bases might not. And maybe Alabama fans don't like Ed Orgeron. But from a neutral standpoint, when you look at this guy and what he does and some of his antics and some of these now legendary stories about him, who doesn't like Ed Orgeron?
Here's one, except for Michigan fans. Except for Michigan fans. Who doesn't like Tom Izzo? My friends all over the country, they love Tom Izzo. Mm-hmm. They just, because he plays the game and he's a really good coach. Now, I understand this goes up against rivalries, okay? Because Michigan fans don't like Tom Izzo, or a lot of them don't.
Some actually do.
Some do, but I'm saying I understand, you know, the Michigan fan who doesn't love him.
You know who doesn't like him? The lame social media troll. Because the Aaron Henry thing last year in the NCAA tournament, that was much bigger than it should have been.
Right.
And it was like, it caused this like 24 to 48 hour flash flood of opinions from every sports media opinion maker in the world. And it was like, I was surprised that there was as much Izzo backlash to that as for a guy who really has, you know, made a great career for himself. But I'm with you. I love him.
Now this one, people are going to say you're crazy, but just think about it in a narrow parameter.
OJ?
No, but you're close. The reincarnation, this version of Tiger Woods.
No.
Okay.
I'm not with you there.
All right.
But I think a lot of people still hate Tiger Woods.
But they hate him for, not now, they hate him for before.
But they still look at him as a total phony and
jerk. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
How about this one? Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Who doesn't like Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Everything he does well, he does right. He seems like a great personality. Mm-hmm. There's an effervescence he brings to the game when he plays. It's just...
That's it. You just settled it. He's the most likable athlete, and then Coach O is the most likable coach.
All right, we're done.
I want somebody to call in that hates either one of those and tell us why.
Right. If you don't like Ed Orgeron or Patrick Mahomes, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us a reason why. And who are some other universally liked, admired, beloved athletes? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jamie in Berkeley on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Matt Stapp. Joe Maddon, baseball manager.
Oh, there are
I don't know anybody who's not like Joe Maddon.
There are a lot of people after this year who kind of think, you know, his act is really run thin. They don't buy his game anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I think Joe Maddon's great. I think he's funny.
Well, we're talking about two different things. Are you talking about people who question his legacy as the best manager in baseball, or you're saying that he actually is kind of a jerk and a phony?
There are people who I believe are just sick of the whole, you know, he tries to be funny.
I don't know any baseball guy that's not.
I love him, but I've just seen, you know, like social media is like we talked about.
Yeah.
People are just enough already with Joe Maddon.
Okay. It's a good one.
But
it is
a good one.
But Stoney knows people who don't like him.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Ed Orgeron is the question. And if you don't like him, are there other people you, for some reason, don't like? Or for example, I said, who doesn't like Patrick Mahomes?
There's quite a few.
Some ticket texters. I hate Patrick Mahomes because he's friends with Aaron Rodgers. It's easy, from Chuck and Flynn. They are friends. It's proof. There's video proof that they're friends.
Yes.
How about and they share the same agent.
I don't like Pat Mahomes. Overrated. I hated him after the refs bailed him out of the Lions game this year and his antics of acting like he won that game. I hate Patrick.
Hold on a second.
The Lions lost.
He did win that game. Yeah,
exactly.
So Lions lost that game?
So yeah. How is he acting like he won that game?
I know. I hate Patrick. Want to smack that Sideshow Bob smirk off of his face. That's from Snyder and Livonia.
He's got Sideshow Bob hair.
Yeah.
Come on.
How about this one?
I just don't understand. He has such a youthful enthusiasm for the game.
What's negative about
that? How about this one? Ready? Guys, I can't stand Mahomes. Something about his goofy-looking face just makes me wish a linebacker would crush his body into powder.
Really? Okay, here's this one. Lamar Jackson's more likable than Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is a douche like Steph Curry. Mahomes, the Mahomes Curry, I can see that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, Curry doesn't look like an NBA superstar, and he is. And Mahomes, for whatever reason, I don't know. I've said the same thing about Curry.
Are we getting into interracial marriages here?
Well, no. Curry's mom's black. Oh, okay. She's just very light skinned. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Mahomes' mom.
They both have professional athletes for fathers.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Can't stand Raftery.
What?
And also, tough not to like Dabo, Matt and Canton.
Whoa. How do you not like Raftery?
I have no idea.
Seriously, what's not liked about Raftery?
The only thing I could say that maybe you might not like Raftery is he overdoes the onions. But I love it. I'm trying to think like somebody else.
I love Raftery.
Who didn't like Ken Griffey Jr.?
Sparky, and therefore Tiger fans.
Yeah.
Why didn't Sparky like him?
He grabbed his crotch when he hit a home run at what Tiger Stadium, right?
I think so.
Oh. That rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Here's one: Giannis.
Giannis is a very good one.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Giannis? And if so, what's not to like?
Well, there's people don't just because of his name.
Because they can't spell it. I mean, and plus he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. So therefore, he's not on a team that anybody would hate, right?
Yeah.
Like I was thinking Kemba. Kemba's done nothing for anybody to hate him.
Right.
But now he plays for the Celtics.
Right.
So I could see people start to turn on him.
Right.
When he was playing for the Hornets and UConn, who wouldn't like Kemba?
How about this one? Brandon in Belleville. Who doesn't like Zion? Honestly, I've always hated Duke, but he's just such a great kid, really genuine.
There are people who are going to naturally be opposed to the whole one and done high school AAU, you know, whatever, but he seems like a truly good kid. And, yes. But he hasn't had an NFL career yet or right. NBA career yet.
I thought of this one, but I think Tessitore actually took this the other level. So maybe people don't like him. It seems like you never hear a bad word about JJ Watt. He's awesome on the field and even more awesome off the field. That's from Alex and Fenton.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that, but like the other game 2 weeks ago with, I think Tess did that game where
he
was just fawning. It was obnoxious after
but that's
while.
Not his fault.
I understand that.
Yeah. That's... But you're right. That's why some people didn't like Tebow.
Right.
It's because like that, there was that one, I think it was his last game or one of the championship games where Tom Brenneman did the game. And I remember he was like, anybody who's ever spent a moment with this kid, 5 minutes is a better person for it or something like that. Along the lines of Tom Izzo, what about John Beilein?
Absolutely.
He rubbed a lot of slugs the wrong way last week. Right? There are a lot of slugs who turned on him. Mm-hmm. Ron on a cell phone on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, hi. Great show as usual. Who doesn't like Scotty Bowman?
Well, when he coached probably the entire National Hockey League.
He's always a winner everywhere he's been. So I know players, you know, said that at first they didn't like him, but, you know, they bought into what he's doing, and he's been a winner everywhere he's gone.
I think everybody who's ever known Scotty respects him, but I don't know about like him.
No, exactly.
I mean, I never covered the Red Wings on a day-in, day-out basis, but I covered them a little bit when Scotty was here. I didn't particularly like him. I definitely respected him, but he could be bizarre, and he could be awful, too.
I think, you know, talk about old managers or coaches. I think Sparky.
Who doesn't like Sparky?
Everybody loved Sparky.
Yeah,
exactly. What about Gardenhire?
Great one. I mean, Tiger fans are growing frustrated by the losing, but I think everybody agrees it's not on him.
Right.
Some of his is they love his voice.
Yeah. Leland?
Mm.
I mean, managerial, people question some of his managerial stuff, but I think everybody loved the character of Jim Leland.
They love him smoking in the alley and things like that.
I mean, Orgeron is, you know, he's riding the wave right now, and mm-hmm. God bless him. Next year when LSU is I don't know, 9-3 and they lose to Alabama and they lose to Georgia, you know that some LSU fans are going to be like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Kind of like your boy. Everybody loved Pat Fitzgerald for a while, probably still do, but mm-hmm. I think he's worn thin on some Northwestern alums.
Well, yeah, but no. I mean,
okay.
It's LSU and Northwestern are two different beasts.
I understand.
I mean,
that.
That's the thing. LSU, they wanted Les Miles to leave after he won his national championship.
No, but I'm not trying to compare him to, you know, Northwestern LSU. I'm just saying Pat Fitzgerald, people loved, and now I don't see the love being as much as it was.
Oh, the love's still pretty much there.
Okay.
Some of my friends are frustrated with some of his coaching decisions, for sure, absolutely. But I think there's a general feeling that we'll never do better.
Right.
You know, I mean, ever. So
you guys kind of know your role.
Yeah, exactly. Fitz will be the coach, our coach, for as long as he wants to. I think everybody knows that. 97 won the ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.